you stand with us, everybody? We're going to sing a couple carols here as we get going. And I want to invite you, if you've got some empty seats next to you, kind of squeeze in. We're expecting a capacity crowd for this service, so we'll try to fill all the seats if we can, leave some space on the aisles for those who are coming in. All right, you ready to sing? Let's do it. Here we go.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Why don't we put our hands together?
Over the hills and Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone.
Job, everybody. We got a full house, so I want lots of singing today. Let's fill the room with God's praise. Welcome. We're so glad that you're here. It's one of my favorite carols, so I want us to sing it out all for the glory of God today. Let's lift our voices, church. Let's bless Him as we sing. Here we go.
Holy night.
Sing it out.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for
praise our Lord this afternoon. We exalt Him, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the reason we've gathered. Well, we do want to welcome you. Thank you for coming. And kids, I know you're so excited about those jingle bells, but parents, let's please help them to hold them closely and silently until a very special time that'll happen later in the service. For now, would you all please be seated and listen to the Christmas story.
This is a story that changed everything.
The story of one life.
The story of life.
This is the story of Christmas.
Once upon a time.
In the beginning was the Word.
Jesus. And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
Jesus was with God even before the creation of the universe.
And even then. His thoughts were of Christmas.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
But you were on His mind.
In the beginning, God laid the foundations of the earth.
But you were on His mind.
Through Him, all things were made.
But you were on His mind.
He was thinking of you.
Of being with you for Christmas.
Of coming for you.
While the universe was moving into place, while stars ignited and the planets were blasted into their orbits, God.
This God of power beyond our comprehension.
God.
This God of glory beyond all measure.
God.
This God of love was thinking about Christmas with you.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, He is Alpha and Omega, He the source, the ending, He. Of the things that are, that have been, and that future year shall see, evermore and evermore.
At His word the worlds were framed, He commanded, it was done. Heaven and earth and depths of ocean, in their threefold order grows, that grows the shining of the moon and burning sun, evermore and evermore. O ye heights of heaven adoring, angel host His praises sing. Dominions bow before Him and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring.
He looked past all He had made.
Past the majesty and beauty of His creation.
And saw us.
Saw you.
What are mere mortals that you should think of them?
Should think of us.
And He entrusted it all to us.
Sin distorted the world.
We distorted the world.
Beyond recognition.
And nothing was going the way people wanted.
Slavery.
Human trafficking.
Injustice.
Bondage.
Captivity.
Poverty.
Homelessness.
Hunger.
Unemployment.
Famine.
Debt.
Theft.
Selfishness.
Extortion.
Greed.
Looting.
Pillaging.
Hatred.
Murder.
Anger.
Rebellion.
Rejection.
Violence.
Rioting.
How could you let this happen?
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God.
I never get what I want.
I wish God loved me.
We cry out for God.
They cried out for a God who'd never left them.
God sent the voice of the prophets, the voice of hope, to announce his plan.
Don't be afraid. For to us a child is given. To us a son is born. And the government will be on his shoulders. And these will be his royal titles.
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
His ever-expanding peaceful leadership will never end. He will reign forever with fairness and justice.
The passionate commitment of the Lord Almighty will guarantee this.
You see, God hadn't left. In fact, the only thing on his mind was being with you.
But we still complain and don't believe.
The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
But God understands that you need to see him, that you long to see him.
So he's coming.
Yes, he will be called Emmanuel, God with us.
Emmanuel!
He will make a way for you to be with God. Pay your ransom once and for all.
Come, Emmanuel.
You'll reject him when you see him, but he'll come anyway.
And he came.
Not like you were expecting.
Beyond what we could ever imagine.
God staged the greatest drama ever presented.
He began with Gabriel.
An angel.
The voice of an angel.
Don't be afraid.
That's how angels usually begin their conversations with humans.
Mary, You have been blessed by God. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You are to name him Jesus. He will be very great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High.
This was beyond Mary's understanding. She was confused and troubled.
How can I have a baby? I'm a virgin.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. This baby born to you will be holy.
I am God's servant, and I am willing to accept whatever he wants. What about Joseph?
What about Joseph?
Mary's fiancé.
While Joseph slept, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream.
Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to go ahead with your marriage to Mary. For her child was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus.
Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
The plan.
He was thinking of you.
The time was coming as the world waited.
Yes, waited all this time.
The day that all creation was longing for.
We wait for a story, a stillness, a candle, a light. We wait for forgiveness, a sense of direction, a sign. Traffic alive. We wait for the light of the morning, a truce in the fight.
Things right, we wait.
Then, one ordinary day, everything changed.
A census.
Leaving home.
Days of travel.
Sleepless nights.
Hilly terrain.
Unfamiliar territory.
9 months pregnant.
Bethlehem.
Travelers from everywhere.
No vacancy.
A stable.
An ordinary stable.
Into the night, a sound splits the air.
A baby is born.
The King of Kings is born.
Extraordinary.
Sent to give us all we've longed for.
And not far away,
an ordinary night,
shepherds
on the outskirts of town,
in every possible way,
on the outskirts of life,
oblivious to the fact that in moments the skies would split open with the rejoicing of heaven.
Suddenly,
a blinding light.
They were terrified.
Don't be afraid.
Have you ever heard a really big choir? We'll start there, but imagine them, not in choir robes, but in full armor, ready for battle.
And not so few that you could count, but legions and legions and legions.
Not singing with weak human lungs, but sounding the eternal chords with which the stars sang at creation.
Beyond four-part harmony, every voice singing a different song. Each voice fitted together like a million pieces of a stained glass window into the glory of heaven.
Not a song with a few words and a chorus, but a song that could not be contained.
A song that if you tried to sing it, it would say,
glory to God in the highest,
peace on earth,
goodwill to everyone.
Or maybe it sounded like this.
Okay, everybody. Audience participation time. Need your help. Everybody stand up, please. Okay. We're going to have a little bit of friendly competition here between these three lower sections. But first, I need everybody up in the rake in the balcony. We're going to mimic what the drums are doing, okay? With our feet and our hands. Here you go. It goes like this. Everybody up there, ready? It goes like this. Yeah, that's it. Keep that going. All right, now this section. You see, the Bible, well, first I need to ask, how many non-singers do we have? Non-singers, raise your hands. Non-singers, raise them high, raise them proud. Okay, awesome. This is for you, okay? The Bible doesn't actually say that the angels sang this moment. So it might have sounded something like this. Ready? This is your part. Here we go. Glory to God in the highest. Okay, we're going to try that together. Ready? Both hands up. Here we go. Glory to God in the highest. Way up. Let's try it again, and I need it a little bit louder. Ready? Glory to God in the highest. That's fantastic. You keep that going. Franz is going to lead you. Do it again.
Glory to God in the highest.
All right, section two. We come right after them. Ready? Here we go.
Glory to God in the highest.
Peace on earth. Get their hands up. Get those hands up. Get those peace signs.
Glory to God
louder.
In the highest.
Peace on earth. Excellent. Keep that going.
Glory to God in the highest.
Peace on earth.
All right, section three, everybody over here. We've got the third
glory
part.
Glory to God in the highest.
Peace
ready? Goodwill to everyone. Hit your
glory
neighbor.
To
make sure you hit your neighbor,
highest.
Okay? Open
peace
up both hands.
Earth.
Goodwill
peace
to everyone.
Glory
that's it, louder.
To God in the highest.
Peace on earth.
Goodwill to everyone. Let's see what section can sing it loudest.
Peace on earth.
Goodwill
to everyone.
All right, kids,
glory
keep it going.
To God
kids,
in the
this is our moment.
Peace
take your jingle bells out.
Goodwill
ready? Here we go.
Glory to God in the highest.
Goodwill to everyone.
Glory to God in the highest.
Peace on earth. Goodwill to everyone. Come on.
Glory to God in the highest.
Peace on earth. Good. One more time. One more time.
Glory to God in the highest.
Peace on earth. Goodwill to everyone. You angelic choir. Okay? Great job, everybody. You can keep jingling those bells through this song. Let's sing, everybody. Here we go.
Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim.
Job, everybody. Thank you for participating in that. And kids, great job with that. Now, parents and kids, let's keep those bells quiet again till you get home. Thank you. You may be seated.
Now, This is the climax of God's story.
Christmas Day is upon us.
And the Word became flesh and lived among us.
And we saw His glory.
We saw Him.
Jesus. The glory of the Father bound in the Son.
This is what was on His mind from the start.
This was His grand entrance.
To give us all we've longed for.
Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. Word now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world.
A baby is born.
Welcome to our world.
God came to you with outstretched hands.
To you.
And heaven and earth rejoiced.
I know you're just sad, but come on, let's sing again. Joy to, would you stand with us?
The world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Let's shout it out.
Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And
all right, let's put our hands together like this, all throughout the room. Here we go.
We will sing, sing, sing.
Yeah, that's great. Up in the balcony, up in the rig.
Joy to the world. We will sing, sing, sing.
All right, now let's sing it out together. Here we go.
Joy to the earth.
The Lord has come. Praise His name. You may be seated.
This is the story of Christmas.
And yet,
what may seem like the end is not an ending at all, but a new beginning.
Beyond the culmination of this story with its
angels,
shepherds,
a manger,
a baby.
Beyond all of this,
the most important part of the story, another ending. Another culmination.
Fragile fingers sent to heal us. us is born.
For you see his birth.
Unto us is born.
Leads to his death.
Carrying the cross alone, Jesus went to a place called Golgotha. There, they crucified him.
And his death
leads to his life.
Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus who is crucified. He isn't here. He's risen.
And his life
leads to your life.
Your life.
Your life.
Your ordinary
daily grind.
Hold it together.
Seemingly insignificant.
On the outskirts, life.
Your life means so much more.
More than you understand.
I'm reasonably afraid of heights. So the decision to take my wife Jillian on a hot air balloon ride was a big accomplishment for me. I was very proud of myself, and it was a lot of fun too. But what surprised me most was not the fact that I stayed calm in a basket floating about in the sky. It's actually that if you're in that basket and you listen carefully, you can hear people having conversations on the ground. They have no idea that you're listening to them. It's entertaining. When we visited the CN Tower in Toronto last year, there was this option to go for a walk on the roof outside in a harness. I drew the line. A hot air balloon's one thing, walking around in the roof of that building is something else. I'd never do that. There are all sorts of phobias that people have, not just the one that I struggle with. People have claustrophobia, fear of tight spaces. There's a whole lot of phobias I'd never heard about before that I began to discover. There's ablutophobia, the fear of bathing. Apparently a lot of small boys are afflicted with this. There's dentophobia, the fear of dentists. I think I have that one too. There's allodoxophobia, the fear of opinions. Cyclophobia, the fear of bicycles. Electorophobia, the fear of chickens. Who on earth has that? Automatonophobia, the fear of ventriloquist dummies or wax mannequins. Okay. Pelladophobia, the fear of bald people. If you're sitting beside one and need to move, feel free. There's phobophobia, the fear of phobias. I mean, it's easy to laugh at it, I do too, but I guess if you actually struggle with something like that, it must be very real or debilitating or traumatic. Whenever we read the story surrounding the birth of Jesus in the Bible, we discover that everybody was afraid. Everybody was afraid of angels, and understandably so. They're not white and fluffy. They don't play harps or eat cream cheese. They're scary. They're terrifying. You should be scared. There's a reason why the first thing the angel always says is, "Fear not." They're God's warriors, an army. This is Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan, and Jason Statham rolled into one standing in front of you. You should be afraid. But I actually think many of us are afraid of God too. I know not everybody here believes in God, but if you do, there's often this niggling fear, a nagging fear, that I don't shape up, that I'm not good enough, that I'm missing out on something, that I'm not who he needs me to be. Maybe he doesn't even know me. Maybe he doesn't even care about me. After all, look how my life has turned out so far. I want to introduce you to a group of people who were just like that. We read about them in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. It's the story of the shepherds. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Lots of us have shepherds at home in our nativity scene. They look serene. They've got cute little lambs with them gathered around sweet baby Jesus. Reality was a little more stark. However you look at it, they were not the cream of the crop. They were often disrespected because this was a lowly job. You didn't need any intelligence or any education to be doing this. People assumed that they were shady characters because they hadn't done well in life. They were thieves, perhaps, break and entry, robbers. Shepherds were nomads on the road with their sheep, kind of like truckers would be today. It made it difficult to be in the right place at the right time. The big religious festivals, they'd often miss it because they were out in the field. The weekly day of rest and worship, Shabbat, Sabbath, they would miss that because sheep need constant supervision. And they felt unworthy. People considered them not good enough for God. And sheep aren't very clean. Turns out shepherds aren't either. Dirty and smelly and unclean. People thought they were morally unclean, spiritually unclean. They were relegated to the edge of society, a lonely way of life. I honestly think that's how many people feel today. Disrespected, unworthy, unlovely, unclean, lonely. We come to a Christmas Eve service with our nice happy faces and our brand new clothes. But we think to ourselves, if only people knew. If only you knew the real me, what I'm really like, what's really happened, you wouldn't want me. Probably God wouldn't either. It's easy to play this comparison game and begin to feel unworthy or inadequate. I mean, you visit somebody else's house and the floor is spotless, it smells like candles, their children are so well behaved, and then you go home and your house smells like dirty laundry. And you can't see the floor for stuff. And the kids, well, let's not talk about that. Or you get your Christmas lights up. You've worked really hard at it. You get them up, you switch it on, and behold, the neighbor next door is going for the Academy Award with his sound and light show. What's with that? Sometimes we look at other people and wonder. Sometimes we think they must be closer to God than me. Other people seem happier. They have perfect families, great health. Look around. Can you see some of them here? And somehow we wonder, where's God? Is he real? Does he care? Where is he anyway? Where was he when my parents split up? Where was he when my partner walked out on me? Where was he when the doctor brought the terrible news? Where was he when he lost my job? It's all beyond understanding. I think that's why we're always so afraid of failure. Why we're always so afraid of rejection. Why we're always so afraid of the future. We know how tenuous life is. And we know how flawed we are. We're scared. Even of God. I want you to watch Paul's story with me.
I met my first wife at a local college. Definitely went in thinking eventually we would have a family, raise a family together. I thought I'd be married to her for the rest of my life and have my life with her. I think it's the normal that you have your ups and your downs in your first couple of years, but it was almost a four-year stint. I kind of knew things were not okay. I did a lot of counseling because of it. Just things continued to unravel, and there's a lot of red flags. I just found myself compromising my faith to be able to fit in to a, I guess, an unhealthy lifestyle. I found myself living in a room that was the size of my previous bathroom. So God and I, we really, and by we I mean I really struggled and challenged him about why I was here, why this could be allowed to happen to me. I did struggle with alcohol a little bit, mainly because I had nobody there, and so yeah, my coping mechanism was drink until you fell asleep, and then wake up the next day. The feeling of rejection after all of this was starting to come to light. I just felt like nobody cared. I felt like I wasn't measuring up. I didn't talk to my family for a long time because I'd rather them not know than to know. I just really, I guess, harped on myself really bad. I found myself at a crossroad, and the crossroad was to run away. And that would have been move back to Ontario and just forget about everything in the West. Or to continue living in faith, trying to build my confidence and find myself as a child of God again. Rebuild my faith in marriage and my faith in love. God's going to walk with you. And whether that's a hard walk or an easy walk, it's not our walk. It's God's walk and His story through us.
A story of rejection, where nobody cares and life doesn't measure up. I'd be afraid too. You see, if nobody loves me, I doubt that God can either. If nobody wants me, I'm pretty sure God doesn't either. It's easy to play the comparison game and feel unworthy and unloved and inadequate, so the very thought of God, no wonder it makes us afraid. There's no real way to know what God's thinking. He's beyond understanding. Some of us are afraid of the unknown. What on earth would God want with me? Maybe I'm just better off with what I know than going there. And some of us are afraid of His expectations. What if He asked something of me in return? I'm not sure what that would be or if I should get involved with Him. Some of us are afraid of change. What if God really intervened in my life and changed a few things, but I didn't like it? Maybe I'm just better off how things are right now. Or maybe we discover what those shepherds found out. There is good news. Today, in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, a Savior. Instead of me trying to impress God, instead of me trying to measure up, instead of me trying to fill the ledger with good deeds to outweigh the bad ones, God comes looking for me. He's done everything for me that needs to be done. My trying hard to impress God isn't going to work, and it isn't even necessary. Jesus is the Savior. I'm free of those expectations. And He's the Messiah, the Anointed One, the King, the one who brings us home to God. When we can't find our way, He finds us. When we're afraid, He brings peace. When all seems hopeless, He brings hope. When we don't really know God, Jesus makes Him known. He's the Lord. When you've seen Jesus, you've seen God. He is the Lord. When we don't know what will come next, when we're afraid of the future or paralyzed by fear, when we lack perspective or lack direction in life, Jesus comes to guide us into the future. We're never alone. He's the Lord. And then the angelic army choir sings, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." Do you know God's favor? It isn't beyond understanding. It's freely available to you. Peace with God. Peacemaking with everyone else. Peace that we can experience. And peace that we can share. It's God's Christmas gift to us. To you. Those shepherds didn't just listen to the news. They rushed off to see for themselves. They headed to Bethlehem. I've been there. It's not much of a journey. 15 minutes would have taken them there. But they went ready to discover Jesus for themselves. Are you ready to discover Jesus? What's God thinking about you? Well, let me tell you. You're not unworthy. You're not unloved. You're not unknown. You're not forgotten. Just like those shepherds, you're on God's guest list. You're invited to the party, the greatest Christmas party ever. You're not too far gone. You're not out of reach. Jesus is here for you.
Come.
everywhere but in your heart tonight. They're singing carols of joy and peace, but you feel too far gone and too far out of reach. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken hearts cry. Hope is here, just heaven's height to manger low, there is no distance the Prince of Peace won't go. From manger low to Calvary's hill, when your pain runs deep, his love runs deeper still. He has always loved you, child, and he always will. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken hearts cry. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love has come. Just lift your head, for love has come to find you. Somewhere in your silent night, love will find you. Ooh, love will find you. Love will find you.
We can't just leave him lying in a manger when, in fact,
he stands alive still,
hands stretched out to you.
Because your life matters.
He sees you.
He knows your name.
He knows you.
He loves you.
To him, your life matters more than anything.
More than you understand.
And it seems that you must choose your own ending.
So wrap our injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our sod.
Where will you end the story?
Rob our sin and make us holy.
Where will the Jesus of Christmas end up for you?
Safe and sound? Just a baby in a manger?
Or a personal God who still does wonders?
Perfect Son of God.
Where will you have the story end?
The Christmas story.
Welcome to our world.
turns out that you're the reason Jesus came. Love came looking for you. He sees you. He hears you. He loves you. Where does your story end? What will you do with Jesus? Maybe this evening you feel you'd like to know him in a way that those shepherds did, to get to know him personally. And if that's true, then I'd like to invite you to just pray quietly where you are. And maybe my words could become your words as we pray together. Jesus, thank you that you came looking for us, that you humbled yourself, the creator of the universe, to be a tiny helpless baby, that you lived and you died for us and rose again. And even though I don't know all that that entails or means, I know that I need something to change in my life. And I want you in my life. And so today I'm inviting you to become part of who I am and help me to follow. There's things about me I'm not very proud of. And I pray that this evening you'd forgive me. Things I've done that have hurt other people or hurt you or hurt me. I pray that you would take up residence in my life and give me the strength and the courage to start charting a new direction, to turn around. I pray that this Christmas I would know the wonder of you in my heart. And so tonight, Jesus, I'm saying, come to my life. Make me brand new and make me yours, I pray. Amen.
Join our voices together in one more carol on this beautiful holy night. Let's sing it out together.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. As you leave, if you would like to make a Christmas offering, a Christmas gift, all funds received tonight will go to our care fund, which, among many things, helps many people in need, including sponsoring over 80 refugees per year to come to Canada. So thank you for contributing to that. There's boxes in each exit as you make your way out today. From our church to your hearts, we thank you for joining us, and we wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.